Before we return to the subject of the mind, I want to briefly discuss a threefold methodology for integrating the teachings. This is listening, reflecting, and meditating. First, we encounter the teachings, traditionally in oral cultures, by hearing them delivered in person by one of our own spiritual mentors. Nowadays, we may be listening to audio recordings or a CD-ROM, delivered by someone we have never met. Or we may be reading the teachings in a book, or downloading them from the internet, or watching a videotape. In any case, the process is similar. We are taking them in, orally, perhaps for the first time. Having heard the teachings, we begin to digest them. We reflect on what we have heard or read. This reflection is a cognitive process which can take many forms. We may simply think about the teachings in a contemplative way, working out the meaning in the quiet of our own mental space. We may discuss them with fellow students or our mentors on the path. In the Tibetan tradition, a form of rigorous debate is used to deepen understanding and resolve doubts. It is a form of reflection or analysis in spite of the fact that it is a highly physical, loud with much shouting and laughter. Or we may follow a form of reflective, sometimes called analytical, contemplation, using the teachings themselves, an outline of the teachings, our own notes, or guided meditations, such as the ones used in this course. Finally, we meditate deeply on the subject matter, utilizing non-conceptual meditation techniques such as single-pointed concentration to come to an integrated realization of the principles contained in the teachings. It is important to bring an open mind to our listening, not shutting the door on any of the ideas that are presented. During the process of reflection, one can bring a healthy skepticism to the investigation of the material. Healthy is the operative word here. Again, it is important to keep the doors open to possibility, but also worth noting that the Buddha himself advised his disciples not to take his teachings on board out of respect for him, the Buddha, and his accomplishments, not to take them on blind faith, but rather to question them, examine them, and check if these ideas accord with their own experience of themselves and the world, to reflect, to meditate, and only then to decide to accept them or reject them. Buddhism is not a dogmatic religion telling you how it is, and that's that. It is an experiential one, which gives the student methods and techniques to examine their own experience and learn from it. We have everything we need to reach enlightenment right now. Our own experience can be the key to the wisdom that allows us to do so. Each of these methods, listening, reflecting, and meditating, is a way for us to bring the teachings into our experience. It is important to be aware of this process and use it to the best of our ability in order to make the best use of this time and to generate the best result, understanding and spiritual transformation. Now we'll go back to our discussion of the mind.